Welcome to Words and Pictures, the show about the narrative arts. I'm your host, S.W. Conser, and today we're talking about festival season. It is cloudy in the Pacific Northwest, but we can look forward to some brightness inside the cinemas with our friends watching some films from around the world. So we're bringing you previews of two long-running international film festivals that are getting underway here in Portland. Our good friend Ben Pop is in the studio. Ben is the regional programmer for the Northwest Film Center, and he's got his hands full right now. This year, Ben, you are combining the Northwest Filmmakers Festival with the Portland International Film Festival.
Yeah, that's right. So we took the regional-only festival and kind of squished it inside of the International Film Festival to make a sort of more inclusive festival that really kind of highlights and showcases the wonderful work being made by all the Northwest filmmakers, but combined and set next to all of the amazing work by international filmmakers. So it's going to be a really fabulous experience going back and forth between seeing what's being made in another country and seeing what's being made in our backyard. How are those different? How are they similar? And so on and so forth.
Well, yeah, we want to get more into detail, more into the weeds on that. Talk to Ben Pop. But first, Tracy Francis is here. Tracy is the festival director for the Cascade Festival of African Films. Welcome, Tracy. I think last year we had you on the phone because you were picking up some special filmmaker guests at the airport.
Sounds about right, yeah.
If we could get you a little bit closer there.
Is that better?
Yeah, perfect. And so, the Cascade Festival of African Films, this is the 30th annual, is that right?
That is right. It's our 30th anniversary this year.
Oh my gosh. And all the events are free, mm-hmm. by the way. It has been a hugely popular event, month-long event, but you're always happy to accept support from the community.
Yes, so we won't turn that away.
So, okay, the festival runs from January 31st through February 29th. We have a February 29th this year, and there's a full calendar of screenings and events at africanfilmfestival.org. But tell us about some highlights first. You're starting off with a film from Ghana, and it's the opening night film, January 31st, at the Hollywood Theater. After that, pretty much everything is at Portland Community College, the North Portland branch. But Burial of Kodjo, and I'm hoping I get this name right. It's the director is Blitz Bazawule.
Yes, good job.
Thank you.
He also goes by Blitz the Ambassador, and he will be here next week for the opening night film. And that's a really beautiful kind of magical realism film from Ghana with gorgeous visuals, really imaginative and inventive. And we're really excited to have the director here just to talk about his work. He's also an accomplished musician, just a really interesting artist in general. So we're really excited to have him here for both of our screenings. We'll have a 6:30 screening and a 9:30 screening at the Hollywood.
Oh, good, good. Because
so if you don't get in the first one, go get dinner and come back for the 9:30 because they do fill up.
Right, right. My memory is that... is that definitely you want to line up beforehand to get into the opening night of the Cascade Festival. And you have, in addition to this, you have a whole bunch of special features that are going on. The closing night film is, let's see, that is on the 29th. That is during the women's the focus on Women's Week at the CFAF.
Yeah, so our closing night film is also going to be at the Hollywood this year. So we're kind of beginning and ending there. We'll have the film director, Sephora Woldu, here for that. And as our first film, we're showing from Eritrea, which is really exciting. And it's a really just a fun film looking at immigrant community in San Francisco, actually.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually based in the U.S., but looking at the immigrant experience and has some music in it and dancing. And it's just a really fun, beautiful film. And we're really excited for that one.
And sort of neighboring Eritrea, there's a... an art installation, and it is, let's see, How to Have Fun in a Civil War by Somalian artist Ifra Mansour.
It's actually a theater performance.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a theater performance, but it's multimedia, so it's live performance, puppetry, and also some film as part of the performance. And it's about her experience as a young person in the Civil War. So it's kind of war from a child's perspective. It's funny, it's beautiful, and it's appropriate for all ages. So we're hoping everyone will come out for that February 8th and 9th. And then another really exciting thing we're doing this year, we added Wednesday nights, which we don't normally have.
Okay.
And we're doing an African film heritage series in conjunction with the Film Foundation down in LA, who's also celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. So we'll be showing four classic African films that have been completely remastered as part of the World Cinema Project.
Okay, so we're working on art now, it sounds like. This sounds a lot like what's going on in the film world at large. There's a lot of effort to archive films that could be lost, could be falling apart, could have just been thrown in the trash. But you're finding prints, or you're cobbling together the best material that you have, and you're having it digitally restored.
Yeah, so all four films that we'll be showing from Cameroon, Morocco, Ivory Coast, and Mauritania have all been completely remastered, some with the help of the directors, some without, as part of Martin Scorsese's kind of initiative to restore and conserve African film.
Okay, so this is you hooking up with other groups that are doing like-minded programs.
Yeah, so we're working with the Film Foundation, so they're providing the films, and we'll be showcasing them here as part of the festival, because we thought it's important to kind of show the past and then also, you know, the future young filmmakers this year, just to kind of see the full scope of African film.
Now, there is a lot of local focus here, and there always is. One of the things that's always a highlight is the Family Film Day, and that has friends of the show, Babawage Jakite and Rana Wage Neuenschwander. They are actually Baba Wage might be in Mali this year. We're not sure, but there's plenty of stuff happening on Saturday the 15th for the kids with short films and with music from the Bravo Youth Orchestra.
Yeah, that's a great event to bring kids of all ages to. We'll start with a great performance of the Bravo Youth Orchestras. And then this year, we're going to have a series of short films from Eritrea, South Africa, and Egypt. Some animated, some not, for all ages. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We'll also have kids' activities, coloring, and craft activities before the films.
And let's see, is there going to be storytelling this year? We're not sure yet, actually.
We're not sure yet, but okay. there'll be lots of fun. We are sure of that.
And, okay, let's give a little focus on the Women Filmmakers Week showcase. So you've got a number of, the women filmmakers are more and more becoming part of the entire festival.
Yeah, I mean, I think the women's film, you know, we're a 30-year-old festival. They started off with that week because where there were less women filmmakers that were given the opportunity to make films. Now they are numerous, so we have women filmmakers throughout the entire festival. But the last week, we still kept to just really highlight them and to support them and uplift their voices more.
Is this a thing? I know that there are parts of especially the Saharan part of Africa where there has been a lot of repression of women. There's been a lot of repression of the arts scene, things like that. Is this something that in various regions it's been difficult in past years to bring in work from women, bring in work from traditional artists, just because of political themes going on, political uprisings going on?
I mean, certainly certain countries will have less films coming out of them. Like this year, we have a film from Sudan, which we rarely have films from Sudan. And we have our first film this year from Libya by a women filmmaker. Because of unrest there hasn't been a lot of films coming out because it's hard to make films when your country is in a lot of unrest. But for the most part, we've had tons of amazing female filmmakers coming through for many, many, many years. And they just keep multiplying and making more amazing movies.
And you also have, there's also a lot of people don't know about the strong immigrant community here in Portland. There's a strong Somali community. What sort of activities are happening between PCC and many of the immigrants, maybe many of the people that are coming in, many of the people who are bringing their art, their culture to the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, I mean, we have a large volunteer committee for our festivals. So a lot of folks from the African immigrant community are on our committee and help organize the festival. And we have after film speakers for all of our films. And whenever we can, we get folks that are from those countries who live in Portland to come speak after the film so they can share their experience and their culture with the greater community. We also provide vendor support for a lot of, you know, young entrepreneurs from the immigrant community to sell their wares at the festival. So we really try to connect and work with the different immigrant communities in Portland as much as we can.
And that's a big part of the festival, is it's not just screenings of films. There's always handouts that are available with more information about the country of origin. There's always speakers. There's always people to talk to. It really is kind of an interactive event.
Yeah, I mean, part of our main mission is education. And so we have sheets that you can learn about every country when you come see the film. We have notes on the films, and our after film discussions are very popular and sometimes go longer than the films.
Uh-huh.
And those are great because people really are able to discuss issues and relate them to local issues and just really have real conversations, which we find really the most important part of the festival, really, is just generating those conversations.
And again, the main part of the festival is happening at Portland Community College at the Moriarty Arts and Humanities Building. That's up at the Cascade campus in North Killingsworth.
Yeah, it's on the corner of Killingsworth and Albina, and the entrance to the theater is on Albina, just in case anyone gets lost coming in there.
And give us a few more highlights again, just for people who maybe came in late, some things that people might really dive into and find out more about before February comes around.
Yeah. Well, actually, we start next week.
That's right, January 31st.
Yes, leap year this year. Yeah, I would say all the films are amazing, I'm going to say, of course. But just some really fun, I mentioned we had our first film from Libya, which is about a women's soccer team. So that's going to be really fun. It's just a gorgeous film. We have a really fun film from Nigeria. Looking at kind of that first generation experience of going back to Nigeria and looking at what that is. And yeah, we have all kinds of films. We have comedies, we have mysteries, we have experimental films, literally something for everybody. So we hope everyone will come out.
And speaking of interactive, you have Saturday socials every Saturday.
We do, yeah. We'll have food, vendors. You can come early, go shopping, meet some new friends. And we have our Saturday matinees a little later this year, so you can just see the afternoon movie, hang out, have some dinner, and then see another movie.
Sounds like a dream for film buffs here in town. Again, the festival runs from January 31st through February 29th. Our listeners can find a full calendar of screenings and events at africanfilmfestival.org. Anything else to tell us, Tracy Francis, about the Cascade Festival of African Films?
No, just we hope to see everybody there.
Thank you so much, Tracy Francis. It's always fascinating to have you here. And best of luck with the Cascade Festival of African Films.
Thanks.
And we have now in the studio, we have Ben Pop, our friend from the Northwest Film Festival. You're Filmmakers Festival, excuse me. I'm SW Conser, and you're listening to Words and Pictures. We're talking about winter festivals with Tracy Francis, the festival director for the Cascade Festival of African Films, and Ben Pop, the regional programmer for the Northwest Film Center. So, Ben, once again, we are combining this year the Northwest Filmmakers Festival with the Portland International Film Festival.
Yes, we are indeed.
And this is the 43rd.
This will be the 43rd.
43rd annual Portland International Film Festival, mm-hmm. PIFF 43. I think people have an image of the two festivals as being sort of different grooves, like PIFF is, you know, kind of the big dog, Portland International mm-hmm. Film Festival. We bring in everybody. We have a big opening night. You know, we have all the important films. Mm-hmm. And the Northwest Filmmakers Festival is more kind of the casual jeans and boots kind of thing. Where in the past you had events like What's Wrong with This Film, and you've had Unconference and things mm-hmm. like that. And you do have an Unconference this year for the Northwest Filmmakers Festival.
Well, yeah. So to your point, one of the things that's really wonderful about the combination of the two festivals is that PIFF was essentially taking on some of the nicer aspects of the Northwest Filmmakers Fest. So we're driving it to be a much more filmmaker-friendly, a larger interactive event. PIFF has never really had any panels or workshops. We're going to have two weekends full of panels and workshops.
Okay.
The idea of the Unconference, which was something that happened at the Northwest Filmmakers Fest for a long time, we're doing a version of that that's going to be called tentatively called at this moment the Sustainability and Ethics Conference, Unconference. And the ideas started from sort of town hall mentality, and hoping to get many people from the production community, the filmmaking community, to all come and have discussions about these, what this means in regards to production, how to film scenes, you know, intimate scenes, like, appropriately, how to work with other people in the community on productions, how to build this filmmaking community together so it is sustainable for everyone involved. So the idea is there'll be a very large discussion, breakout sessions, people coming back together, even more larger kind of discussion on what people learned and talked about. And so using that as the platform, and the Northwest Film Center itself as the kind of guiding light, hopefully, for that production community to really kind of come together and see how we can grow.
Yeah, and the idea of an unconference is that the people who come together, there's no pre-written agenda. You show up at, you know, 9 in the morning or whatever, you have your cup of coffee, and people decide what kind of topics are important to them and put them all up on a board, and then they break out and they go and have these discussions. There's no expert, you know, everybody brings their own expertise and decides, you know, what is important that we want to talk about and we want to connect about.
So we'll try to kind of go with the same sort of format in that regards, but also have some people who are kind of a little bit more knowledgeable on particular topics and also kind of point in particular directions. So it can be sort of wide open in regards to, like, I really want to talk about that. But if someone's just like, I really just want to talk about, you know, recording audio for, you know, at the ocean, you know, we might kind of say, well, okay, how can we kind of combine that back into the idea of, you know, growing this kind of community here through the understanding of things are evolving, things are changing. We want this to be a better filmmaking community for everyone involved.
So this is definitely putting Portland at the center of the international film world, then, just the combination of these two festivals.
Yeah, it really is. And it's really exciting. I think, honestly, the one big thing is what we'll be doing is with the shorts blocks, for example, we're going to be combining the international films with the Northwest films. So you might see something from China, you might see something from Germany, but then followed up by something from Washington or right here in
Alaska,
Portland.
Idaho.
Exactly. And so it'd be really fantastic to be able to kind of see, like, oh, this is what they're doing there, this is what we're doing here. Is this that different? Is this that, you know, because I think for a long time, and this is something that I've been trying to push really hard on, people sort of simply have a perceived notion that if films are made locally or in the region, they're not up to par as the films made internationally. And that's not necessarily true. I think that's an unfortunate thing. And so I think that's another thing where the combination of the two fests together is really going to help bridge that gap and really, you know, bring up, like, what these Northwest filmmakers are doing.
So do we have some highlights already of the Portland International Film Festival? Do we know what people can look for as things come together?
I'll tell you what, the aim is to launch the website next week, I believe.
Okay.
And so you can still go to our normal website, nwfilm.org. And try to check out what's that. But I don't want to give too much away, but we do certainly have some big things coming down the pipe. I can say one big thing that we're going to be doing is involved with the festival as well, is we're going to be doing films in competition,
something
International Festival hasn't done before.
So this is something that's done at a lot of international film festivals. It's almost like two different classes of film screenings. You have the ones that they're up for jury awards generally, right?
Yeah, and so we're gonna have 8 of those, and it's gonna be a mixture of international films and regional films. So that's gonna be really fantastic. We're also doing this wonderful new thing called the Cinema Unbound Awards, where the idea is to kind of highlight individuals who are making a difference in the realm of film and new media or XR and what that means, and really kind of like shine a light on those individuals. So trying to say like, this is a festival for films, but also what we want to do is also celebrate these other individuals who are just doing some amazing things. And so as part of that, we're going to have some fantastic individuals coming into town who might be taking part on some of the panels, giving talks. We're going to be having some guest curators coming into town, some guest jurors as well. So again, you know, in regards to all of the variations of things, it's really a much more robust festival than either the Northwest Filmmakers Fest or the Portland International Fest has done before. So
XR, let's have more about this. We're talking about the augmented reality world,
the VR, the AR. Right. I think now it's all just XR. It's kind of all merged together, right?
So this is sort of taking the technology, taking the reality, taking the sort of documentary world around you and sort of putting a big narrative layer over it.
Yeah, and there are a couple of variations through this, because as far as I know about it, they combine so many different realms of it. But one thing with the festival that we're really excited about working with, which I think falls into this, is the mobile projection unit that's run by with Sarah Turner and Fernanda D'Agostino. Mm-hmm. They're going to be working with us and doing some large scale projections outside of the museums or inside. So that's going to be really fantastic. Mm-hmm. We will be doing an XR panel at some point. We're also going to be doing a co-presenting Rose Bond's new project that she has coming up with the Oregon Symphony.
Now, this is the animator Rose Bond, who is also the person who runs the animation program at Portland. That's a Pacific Northwest College of Art. Mm-hmm. And she is known internationally for these light projections on various buildings, within various buildings around the world. She's done cathedrals in England, and she's doing one at the Schnitz, at the Arlene mm-hmm. Schnitzer Concert Hall. And that's coming up in March?
Yeah, that's going to be happening the last weekend of the festival. And so Rose is going to be one of our Cinema Unbound awardees as well, which we're really excited about. And so we're also kind of helping promote that event too as part of the festival, just what the Oregon Symphony is doing.
I know that the Portland Art Museum, which you, Ben Pop, you're part of the, mm-hmm. The Northwest Film Center. You are in the basement of the Portland Art Museum.
We're not in the basement. Well, the Witzel is.
The Witzel's in the basement. I mean, you're not
the
living
Center
in the basement.
The film center used to be.
but the Portland Art Museum itself it brings video installations out of the basement. It has video artists that are doing installations around the building and doing interesting work. So you've had folks like Vanessa Rennick doing mm-hmm. work, things like that.
Yeah, and that kind of goes into the whole theme of the festival this year is Cinema Unbound. And so the idea of taking cinema outside of just, you know, this one singular space, but and not just like expanded cinema, but also, you know, what does this mean to be a storyteller? Mm-hmm. You know, having large theatrical podcast mixed with acting and some projections, live music combined with someone doing live visuals. You know, how are all these different performative elements and interactive elements all kind of combined? So it's really this larger theme of Cinema Unbound, and that's very, very much the main theme of this festival.
Well, it ties in with how mobile the technology is getting now. You have people who are making films on their phones, mm-hmm. Films with drones that are, you know, not much bigger than a shoebox, and making really high resolution, image stabilized films that can stand up to a screening on the big screen.
Yeah, you know, and that's in itself a really fascinating thing, simply because I feel like the quality of work in general from everyone in total is just getting so much better. And I also think that is because there's so many different ways and means of creating work now that is better technology or just, I don't know, all these different things. So people have these ways and means of telling stories, and it's not just everyone fighting for the one particular better HD camera or learning to use, you know, oh, I don't know how to shoot on 16 or whatnot. But it's really fantastic and fabulous seeing what's happening.
Yeah, and we should mention that there's the school of the Northwest Film Center. And that's often where, I think traditionally, that's where the unconference, we're doing the sustainability and ethics unconference this year as part of the Northwest Filmmakers Festival. But the school of the Film Center does have all of this equipment that goes back to, you know, the 20th century. You're still teaching people to film on 16, on 35 millimeter analog
hand
film.
And process it, you know.
And what you're doing, bucket tests and things like that?
We have our equipment manager.
I'm nerding out here,
Stephanie,
on the analog.
Huff. She does all the hand processing stuff. And so we'll teach a Super 8 or 16 shoot on, I think it's to the Tri-X, and then hand process that and the buckets. Well, I don't think we'd, maybe it is bucket
processing. So this is the Tri-X black and white film with the sprockets in it.
Oh, yeah.
That you dump in a bucket with some fixer and developer.
And it's always, that stuff's always so incredibly magical when you start seeing an image come alive. Like that experience in itself, I feel like never ever gets old. It's always like, it's pure magic. It is like straight up alchemy, you know, where you're like, wow, it's alive.
And then you have the digital equipment as well that people can learn on. And this is, and you know, that this is part of something that happens all year round, that you take people around to various events. You have them film the music festivals, things like that.
Yeah, we'll do a class like they'll take a group up to a pickathon and, you know, learn how to like shoot live events and so other types of events. But, you know, stop motion, editing, just any sort of media production aspects there are.
This is a tie-in of all. You're really trying to promote the development of Northwest filmmakers, you know, through education and then through also screening the work at the Filmmakers Festival.
Well, yeah, that, and then just, you know, so we do a series called Northwest Tracking that happens all year round, actually. And so that's another avenue for trying to promote filmmakers' work in the Witzel Auditorium. So they're not just seeing it on the laptop or, I mean, a smaller venue. They're seeing it in a amazing projection done by professional projectionists in a professional setting. And there's incredible value to that. We had done, I think in December, you know, a works in progress screening, which was, it was really fantastic because not only were people able to get the feedback from the audience, but seeing the work in that particular setting, you learn so much, you know. The difference between having work screened in a theatrical setting versus a smaller setting, it's a big difference, especially if you were hoping to kind of understand how the work will be received in those other settings. So.
And we should stress, this is not just Portland. You want filmmakers from Boise, from Billings, from Juneau, from Ashland.
Yeah, from Seattle up and all the way through BC. And
all the Cascadian watershed area. Well, Ben Popp, this is fantastic. Tell us more about the combination of the Northwest Filmmakers Festival and the Portland International Film Festival, how people can find out more.
Yeah, again, you know, the website will be going live this next week. In the meantime, you can pick up one of our programs. You can always go online at nwfilm.org. We do have passes for sale right now, so you can find those through our website. It's really going to be a fantastic event. Again, it's going to be 10 days, March 6th through the 15th. It's going to be at various venues. Same thing as in regards to what Tracy said. We're going to be doing stuff with the Hollywood this year. That's another thing that we haven't done a long, long time. And so that's exciting. Rebridging gaps, you know. So we're going to be having these screenings happening all around the city. Films in competition. fantastic performances.
All at nwfilm.org.
All at nwfilm.org.
Well, you've been listening to Words and Pictures on KBOO. I'm SW Conser. Thanks again
to
Ben Pop from the Northwest Film Center and Tracy Francis from the Cascade Festival of African Films. Thanks also to our listeners today on the radio dial and at KBOO.FM. And thanks to the Oregon Media Production Association for their support and collaboration. The audio for the show will be available later today on our archive page, kboo.fm/wordsandpictures. And you can keep up with us on Twitter, @wordsandpicture.